KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Where were you when I was falling down, buzzing around your heart? Why do you wait till I was moving on to come out of the dark? To say I'm what you need, and you could spend your life with me. Well, I can't help you.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Energy got a warm reception yesterday in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Senator Lisa Murkowski lauded his enthusiasm for affordable, abundant energy.
I love the fact that you are a self-described energy geek.
Chris Wright is the CEO of Liberty Energy, an oilfield service company who also calls himself a science geek, a tech nerd, and an energy entrepreneur. Like Murkowski, Wright promotes renewable energy while also supporting continued production of fossil fuel. She praised his acceptance of climate change.
You have said before this committee and in other places that climate change is real. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Senator.
And I heard you say this morning, and make sure I wrote this down correctly, that the solution to climate change is how we evolve our energy system. Is that a correct summation?
Absolutely, Senator.
So it's about technology.
Outside of the committee room, some Democratic senators weren't taken with Wright's all-of-the-above energy approach. Election officials rejected more than 1,300 absentee ballots in the November 2024 general election, according to a report from the Alaska Division of Elections. That's a rejection rate of roughly 1.7%, in line with the general election in 2022. but it's significantly lower than in the June 2022 special primary election following Congressman Don Young's death, where the rate was 4.5%. Get Out the Native Vote director Michelle Spark says the lower rejection rate this time around is good news.
And looking at this, it's definitely a bigger sigh of relief, but still, you know, we've got our work cut out for us on getting better at this voting process.
The number of rejected absentee ballots was greater than the margin of victory in two races, though it's not clear that the rejected ballots would have changed the outcome. The most common reasoning for a rejected ballot was insufficient or improper witnessing. Alaska law requires both the voter and a witness to sign an absentee ballot. Some state lawmakers have proposed eliminating the witness signature requirement or giving voters a chance to fix their error. That's known as ballot curing. Spark says she's optimistic that lawmakers will tackle the issue during the upcoming legislative session.
We think that with the bipartisan coalitions, we have a chance to tackle these systemic barriers and also just to make voting accessibility a better reality for rural Alaska and for tribal precincts.
Nine other states require absentee ballots to be witnessed or notarized. In 2020, when the witness signature requirement was suspended because of the pandemic, fewer than 1% of absentee ballots were rejected. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, providing telecommunication services to tribal health organizations and nonprofit rural health providers, enabling telehealth services for Alaskans. More at gci.com/healthcare.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. 50 people experiencing homelessness died on the streets of Anchorage last year. That's two fewer people than a peak in 2023, but far exceeds the number of deaths in the years before that. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more on how the city is responding.
Howard was 61 when he died outside in Anchorage last June. His obituary describes him as welcoming, always smiling, and as an outdoorsman who shared the fish he caught with friends and family. And Corey, he died outside in April at 38. He was a competitive bowler, and loved ones say he'd do whatever it took to help someone in need. 48 others died outdoors in the city last year. Melinda, Lindsay, William, Zachary. Each of the deaths is a serious loss, says David Rittenberg at Catholic Social Services.
Whenever one person passes away, it's tragic for our community, and seeing higher numbers over the last 2 years is definitely concerning.
The people who died last year ranged from 22 years old to 67, according to police reports. Many died in tents. Two died together in a vehicle. The police report said their propane heater was still in the on position. A few died on city trails or on snowbanks. The 50 deaths in 2024 and 52 deaths in 2023 follow years when far fewer people passed away outside. The so-called outdoor deaths are counted by the Anchorage Police Department. It includes everyone who died outside and didn't have a permanent address. But it doesn't include people experiencing homelessness who died inside. Still, Rittenberg says the death toll is one grim measure of how well Anchorage addresses the needs of unsheltered people.
That is usually at the end of a long line of potential missed opportunities to better serve that individual.
And he hopes 2 years of losing so many people prompts change.
We really need to use this to motivate and galvanize the community to come up with solutions.
Lieutenant Danielle Rovat is with the Anchorage Police Department. She says a big factor behind outdoor deaths over the last 2 years was increased shelter instability. Another factor, difficulty accessing health care. Anchorage doesn't have enough behavioral health services or space for people who need substance abuse treatment. And drug overdose deaths are on the rise. Like across Alaska, Rovat says many outdoor deaths last year showed evidence of drug or alcohol use.
at least 5 cases where Narcan was administered. Nearly half of the cases had drug paraphernalia found at the site. 9 cases had alcohol bottles found at the site.
In a written statement, Mayor Suzanne LaFrance said her administration's top priority is reducing unsheltered homelessness. Sheltering everyone in Anchorage is a big challenge, but LaFrance says the city has taken steps to address this issue, including opening a warming shelter this winter. Rittenberg from Catholic Social Services acknowledges the city's work.
Anchorage has been making progress. We have emphasized smaller scattered shelters that are easier for people to access and that provide a choice for people.
But he says the city needs a permanent year-round space where anyone can walk in. And there, no matter what's going on in their life, they can find a safe place to sleep. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate.
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. Another beautiful day in paradise. And we have the Pineapple Express hitting us pretty hard all week. The temperatures are going to be abnormally warm and be a lot of rain. The rain is a very good thing. We don't have to worry about forest fires. Not that there's forest up here, but things would burn pretty quick. Just kind of like in California, you know, there's no real forest, just, you know, it's underbrush. And well, they don't have the Sitka altar like we do, but it's the same basic thing. I mean, it goes up really quick. So we're lucky to be out here in paradise with lots of rain. Bonnie Raitt's going to start us off with Love Sneaking Up on You. Roger Miller after that with In the Summertime. And then the ever-popular Dwight Yoakam with Reading, Writing, Route 23.
Cold sweat, thinking about things we ain't done yet.
green, and the redbird sang sobby blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other time, that's what you say when I want you. Then you laugh at me and make me cry, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than to have my arms around you when the nights are cold. You're so all alone. Summertime when all the trees and the leaves are green, and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Once upon a time you used to smile and wave to me and laugh at me, but now you don't, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other guy is taking up all your time, and you don't have time for me, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than to have my arms around you when the nights are cold. You're so all alone. Summertime when all the trees and leaves are green, redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Once again, one more time.
They learned reading, writing, Route 23 to the jobs laid waiting, the city's factory. They didn't know that that old highway lead them to a world of misery. Have you ever been down Kentucky way, say south of Prestonsburg? Have you ever been up in Holler? Have you ever heard mountain man cough his life away, digging that black coal in those dark mines, those dark mines? If you had, you might just understand the reason that they left it all behind. 'Cause they learned reading and writing, Route 23 to the jobs laid away in the city's factory. They learned reading and writing, roads to the north, to the luxury comfort, coal miner and a fall. They thought reading, writing, Route 23 hard would take them to the good life they had never seen. They didn't know that that old highway laid them to a world of misery. Put the kids in the car after work on Friday night, pull up in a Holler about 2 a.m. The light's still burning bright. Hey, those mountain folks set up that late to hold those little grandkids in their arms, in their arms. Yet I'm proud to say that I've been blessed and touched by their sweet hillbilly charm. They learned reading, writing, Route 23 to the job to lay it away in the city's factory. They learned reading, writing, roads to the north, to the luxury comfort, a coal miner can't afford. They thought reading, writing, Route 23 ought to take them. They had never seen. They didn't know that that old highway lead them to a world of misery. Yeah, it turns out that that old highway lead you to a world of misery.
And coming up, Dolly Parton with Porter Wagoner with Is Forever Longer Than Always? That's a good question. Weavers after that with On Top of Old Smokey. Ray Charles will follow that up with Just a Little Lovin' Will Go a Long Way.
Your trembling hands held me near.
Your soft warm lips whispered in my ear. You said you'd always love me and we'd always be together.
And listen to me. Never place your affection.
Never place your affection
on a green willow tree.
On a green willow tree.
For the leaves they will wither.
The leaves they will wither.
The roots they will die.
The roots they will die.
You'll all be forsaken.
You'll all be forsaken.
And never know why.
And never know why.
Just a little loving, yeah, will go a long ways. Well, you make me happy the rest of my days. Why don't you put your arms around me and I'll be your slave? 'Cause just a little loving, baby, will go a long way. Ever since time began, love has ruled the world. Even Adam set the pace and started in a whirl. I met you and now I know you're the girl for me. Why don't you come on home and you will plainly see that the gist of the love a long ways, and you make me happy the rest of my days. Why don't you put your arms around me and I'll be your slave? Oh, just a little loving will go a long way. Believe you really know how much I love you. If you did, you come on back and make my dreams come true. Your eyes, your lips, your loving kisses seem to linger, yeah. Well, you'll forgive, but please don't you forget that just a little love will go a long ways. Oh, you make me happy the rest of my days. Why don't you put your arms around me? I'll be your slave. Well, just a little loving, little girl, will go a long ways. Just a little loving. We'll go a long way.
Yeah. Let's take a look at Tracy Lawrence here with As Any Fool Can See. Clyde Moody after that with Red Roses Tied in Blue. And then Merle Travis with Cincinnati Lou.
She's been picking fights, dropping hints, and just last night I caught a tear as she slipped off to sleep. She's not here, but she's not gone. I guess she must be waiting on the kind of man I promised her I'd be. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. what keeps killing me. Knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see. How long did I think she'd stand for me to be the kind of man that came and went just as I dang well pleased? While she sits at home alone with fears and feelings of her own, Lord knows goodbye would bring me to my knees. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind, and it's too late. But what keeps killing me? Knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind, and it's too late. But what keeps killing me?
Just my way of saying I love you. Inside you'll find the heart, dear, that you've broken to. Among the red roses tied in blue, the roses, they will die just like your love for me. But perhaps a petal will live in memory. So please accept the roses all tied in blue. It's just my way of saying I love you. Among the red roses tied in blue, the roses, they will die just like your love for me. But perhaps a petal will live in memory. So please accept the roses all tied in blue. That's just my way of saying I love you.
Gal called Cincinnati Lou, I don't know nothing that she won't do. She can drink more beer than a 2-ton truck can haul. She's the belle of the ball, Cincinnati Lou. She's got a way of rolling them eyes, makes me think of paradise. And I don't mean heaven, just a plain old paradise. And she can roll them nice, Cincinnati Lou. See my Lou, they holler, oh my, oh. She put the O in Ohio. She put the sin in Cincinnati, too. I'm a-telling you, Cincinnati Lou. She makes the roosters crow for day, made Grandpa throw his cane away. She can make an ant eat a great big bale of hay. She's just that way, Cincinnati Lou. Seen all the rest, you're gonna say Cincinnati Lou's the best. When you confess, Cincinnati Lou.
Yeah, we have one by Dolly Parton coming up. Why'd you come in here looking?
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And coming up here we have Every Time Two Fools Collide. That's Kenny Rogers and Dottie, Dottie somebody, just runs out of room right there. Anyway, after that, Jeannie C. Riley with The Girl Most Likely. And then Farron Young with The Other Woman.
Developing fast. not my fault. Didn't know my sex appeal showed through. Those made-over clothes and run-down shoes. Now the doctor's son is hiding out, and the whole town knows what it's all about. Because the evidence is plain. Ha! It ain't me, it's Susie Jane. With a hot shotgun. Well, the wedding bells can't wait till June. It better be now or else real soon. Susie Jane is in a jam. Hey, listen, that gun go wham, wham, wham. Well, some of that talk is dying down. And there's a lot of most likelies in this town. Just because a house needs a coat of...
Next, we have David Allan Cole with A Harley Someday. And then Reuben Hilborn and the Alaskan Trio with Only Trust Him. And we'll see what happens after that. We got a 2-minute song, a real short one here with Margaret Whiting and Jimmy Wakely with A Bushel and a Peck. That's an old classic, isn't it? Anyway, coming up to the top of the hour here.
Those Harleys, they cost so much money. A small bike was all he could buy. He covers it up on his carport. If anyone saw it, he'd die. He acts just as tough as his buddies. They drink Harley Davidson beer. And he tells anyone that will listen, he's buying a Panhead next year. And we all laugh and think it's so funny, especially when we hear him say, right now I'm just learning to ride, man, but I'll have a Harley someday. He don't
take his bike to Daytona, but he carries his helmet along. In the Iron Horse Saloon shirt he's wearing says Bike Week 1981. He's a bonafide wannabe tough guy with long hair and chains on his boots. He works 9 to 5 Monday through Friday in loafers and Ivy League suits. And we all laugh and think it's so funny, especially when we hear him say, right now I'm just learning to ride, man, but I have a Harley someday. And he's thinking of getting a tattoo and maybe an earring or two. As much as we hate to admit it, we all know what he's going through. We say he's a true weekend warrior. He's wearing his old Harley hat. And the truth is it's hard to remember that we all started out just like that. And we all laugh and think it's so funny, especially when we hear him say, right now I'm just learning to ride, man, but I have a Harley someday.
A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck. Hug around the neck and a barrel and a heap. Barrel and a heap and I'm talking in my sleep. About you.
About you.
About you.
My heart is leaping, having trouble sleeping.
Cause I love you. A bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Do, 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 do.
A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck. Though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck. And you'll make my life a mess, make my life a mess. Yes, a mess of happiness. About you.
About you.
About you.
Although you grieve me, never, never leave me.
I love you. A bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Do, 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 do.
a bushel and a peck, and a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, and it beats me all to heck how I'll ever tend the farm, when I want to keep my arm. About you,
about you,
about you.
Because chickens go into the dickens.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do.
Do, 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 do. You bet your pretty neck I do.
I grew up in this community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unungan traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Island Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.